faith is a practical expression of your confidence in God and in His Word. Let's look at Habakkuk 2 and 4. It says, "Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. But the just shall live by what?
His faith."
So the just, the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. So we can't please God without faith. Everybody said, we can't please God without faith. Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. And we're teaching on faith and how it works. Amen. Let's let the scripture define how faith worketh. Amen. Glory be to God. Are y'all seeing this?
Amen.
This is a faith conference.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So we're teaching on faith.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Are we there? 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter.
Amen.
All right. Let's start at verse number 5, please.
"Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God."
Now notice it says, "Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God." God has prepared each and every one of us. He said, "Who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee."
Yes.
Amen. God has given each and every one of us, amen, the Holy Spirit as a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next verse.
"Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord."
Now notice here, the writer here is the Apostle Paul. He said, so we are always confident knowing. Notice what he says. We are always confident knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Watch this. As long as we're in this mortal body here on earth, we are physically absent from the Lord. And for that reason, watch this, it's going to require us to live by what?
Faith.
See, while you're in this temple, while you're in this body, amen, you have to live by faith. See, when you get to heaven and get with the Lord, you won't need faith because it's all there. But right now, while you are absent from the Lord in this body, you need faith.
Amen.
Everybody see that? It says, so we are always confident knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. And verse number 7 says what?
"For we walk by faith, not by sight."
Notice the scripture says that we walk by faith and not by sight. Let's read it from the Amplified, daughter, please.
"For we walk by faith, we regulate our lives and conduct ourselves by our conviction or belief respecting man's relationship to God and divine things with trust and holy fervor. Thus we walk not by sight or appearance."
Notice there, for watch this, the just must live by what?
Faith.
So the scripture says we walk by faith and not by sight. That means that we walk by the word of God. I am to walk by the word of God. Look at your neighbor. Say, I am to live my life
by the word of God,
not my five senses. See, I live my life by the word of God. I live my life by the word of God because my sense realm is always speaking to me. It's always telling me things. It's speaking to me about things, but I have to live my life on a higher plane. And that plane is, amen, a life of faith. Amen. Because watch this, there's no stability when you're walking by your sense realm, because your sense realm judge every, it's judged by your feelings or what's going on in your life. See, you cannot let your feelings dictate to you, but you've got to allow the word of God to dictate to us. Too many of us allow how we feel to dictate. And when you begin to do that, you're not walking by faith.
Amen.
You're walking by your feelings. Watch this. God has given us emotions.
Right.
But God never gave us emotions to operate independent of the Spirit.
Amen.
Our emotions have been given unto us so that when we began to express our gratitude and our appreciation to the Father, we can use our emotions, our feelings, and the way we feel, the way we are able to express ourselves, using our emotion in line with, amen, what the Spirit of God is doing. But never do we go against, allow our emotions to take us away from the Spirit of God. Amen. You know, a lot of time what I see in the body of Christ, I see people start out walking by faith, and all of a sudden they began to allow their feelings, they allow their emotions to begin to dominate them, and they come away from relying on what the Word of God says and start putting more confidence in what their flesh is saying.
Amen.
What their circumstances and their situations are saying to you. Watch this. I hear what my situation says. I hear what my circumstances say, but I allow what the Word of God say to dominate it.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Watch this. Jesus there in the Garden of Gethsemane that night. Amen. The Bible said he was in so much agony that, watch this, he began to say, his flesh began to say, amen, that he was sorrowful even unto what?
Death.
But he said, nevertheless, not what I will, but what my Father's will. Come on, somebody. See, your flesh will dictate to you. Your emotion will dictate to you. But you've always got to rely on what the Holy Spirit is saying. And watch this. He says that the just shall live by what? Amen. We walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. Amen. Next verse, daughter.
We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
Now notice the writer goes on to say in verse number 8 says, we are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Because the moment we become absent from the body and present with the Lord, there's no need for us to operate in faith because everything is manifested before us. But right now, you're not absent from the body. You're not physically present with the Lord. So you have to walk by faith and not by what? Sight. Read on, please.
Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent.
Come on, somebody. In other words, I'm not going to, amen, not labor. I'm not going to continue walking by faith. Because he said, whether absent or present,
we may be accepted of him.
In other words, the only way we're going to be accepted of him is to walk by what? Because the Bible says it's impossible to please him without what?
Faith.
Come on, somebody. All right, read on, daughter.
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad.
You know what God's going to judge us? He's going to judge us based on whether or not we walk by faith or sight. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
See, you've got to walk by faith, because the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. Amen. Now, let's go over to the book of Romans, the 10th chapter. Amen. Because I've told you, God have already dealt every man the measure of faith. Glory be to God. Now, well, turn to Romans and hold your places at the 10th chapter. But let's go over to 1 Thessalonians. Amen. 2 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter, right fast. Verse number 2.
And that we may be delivered from the unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith.
Notice what the scripture says, that we may be delivered from the unreasonable and the wicked. Amen. The wicked, the twisted, those, amen, wicked men and women that have not faith. Do you not know that every person have human faith? But until you're born again, you don't have the God kind of faith.
That's right.
Everybody follow me?
Yeah.
See, God has dealt you the measure of faith. It's the God kind of faith that we're referring to here. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's go back to Romans, the 6th chapter. Amen. We're teaching on faith and how it work. Faith. 10th chapter, I'm sorry, the 6th verse. I keep saying the 6th chapter, but I'm referring. All right.
But the righteousness which is of faith.
Now notice the Bible says, but the righteousness which is of faith. Righteousness is always by what?
Faith.
Your righteousness is not based on your ability, but it's based on God's ability. It says, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. See, watch this. So many of us are trying to make ourselves right. Now, how do you receive righteousness? You receive it by faith. Come on. You cannot even receive righteousness without faith. The Bible says all of our righteousness is that of what? Filthy rag. But watch this, because you, amen, are born again, you've been made righteous through the blood of Jesus. He has made you righteous. You didn't qualify to be righteous. You've been made righteous. And you have to receive that by faith. That's why we got some churches out here, they will wear you out, amen, with trying to dress you up on the outside and trying to make you righteous but based on outward appearance. Come on, somebody. Now, yes, there are, watch this, we need to be mindful of our garment and our outward appearance. Amen. But let me tell you what, there's no salvation in it.
Amen.
There's no salvation. So I don't need to waste all this time trying to teach you how to dress up, how not to, what to put on, makeup and all of this thing, because years ago we used to get beat up. Amen. We was beat up in that foolishness. Amen. Trying to get us right based on outward work. Come on, somebody. But the Bible said we've been made the righteousness. Now, y'all need to know that, because when God started bringing those, amen, ladies of the night in here.
Amen.
And bringing those young men of the night.
Amen.
And all they got is mini skirts.
Amen.
You don't look at them funny. You love on them. You love on them with what they got. Because the moment God saved them, amen, they'll come up under conviction. Too many of us want to beat folks up before they get. Watch this. We're trying. You cannot. Watch this. You can't gut a fish till you catch it. We're trying to gut and clean fish before we catch it. Amen. I know some folks upset, beat me up on that. Can't go to some churches. They not want you to come back again. All right. Now let's read that verse in its totality again, daughter.
But the righteousness which is of faith,
which is of faith,
speaketh on this wise.
In other words, this is how the righteousness of faith speak.
Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above.
See, righteousness which is of faith do not say in his heart who will ascend into the heaven. That is to bring Christ down from above.
Or who shall descend into the deep. That is to bring up Christ again from the dead.
You know, I've heard people pray, Lord, please come down here. Lord, stop by here. Lord, please, Jesus. Please, Jesus. I need you to stop by here. Because if you stop by here, God, this will be done. Please, Lord, come down from on high and make a way for us down. See, that ain't the righteousness of faith. That ain't righteousness of faith. Because he said that he will abide with us forever. He lives on the inside. Why am I asking him to come down from heaven when he's already on the inside of me? Somebody better catch that. Glory be to God. Now, what does it say? If it doesn't say all of that, what does it say? Verse number 8 now.
But what saith it? The word is nigh thee.
See, the word is nigh thee.
Even in thy mouth.
Even in your mouth.
And in thy heart.
Now notice, watch this. For faith to work properly, It has to be in two locations. It has to be in your heart and it has to be in your mouth. See, a lot of people have it in their mouth, but it's not in their heart, and they are not getting no results. But for faith to work, it's got to be in your mouth and in your heart. Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Y'all see it? Oh, boy. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach.
See, that's the word of faith that I'm preaching right now. That's the word of faith that your pastors are teaching. They're teaching this word of faith because it's in their heart, it's in their mouth and in their heart. See, if you're not depositing the word of God in your heart, you won't be able to call it up in your mouth. Come on. Your heart is like the chamber in which those rounds are plugged into. And watch this. When you pull that trigger, it calls that chamber to come up out. And it goes out of your mouth. Everybody see that? See, you got to deposit the word of God on the inside of you. See, David said, thy word, O Lord, have I what? Hid in my heart. Come on. Everybody see it? Glory be to God. So it's got to be in two locations. Glory be to God. That, he says, that is the word, amen, the word of faith which we preach. That's what he was preaching. If that's what he was preaching, that's what we ought to preach today.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
That if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus.
Now notice the Bible said, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus.
And shall believe in thine heart.
And then believe it in your heart.
That God raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved.
Now how many did that? Raise your hand. You see, that's how you're saved. The Bible says, again there, it says, if you shall confess the Lord Jesus, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shall be saved. Amen. Watch this, you're saved.
Amen.
You don't need to go through 12 steps.
Amen.
Some of y'all laughing. Amen. See, thank God that y'all are in a word of faith church, that they're teaching the word. Because there are some churches out here will tell you, you got to do these 12 steps to be saved. But all you got to do is do what that scripture says. Amen. Now, I say that, and I want to spend a little time here because I want to show you something. Notice here, you're saved according to the scripture. But not only saved according to the scripture, here's a principle here. This principle says, if you shall confess, amen, with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thy will be saved. That word save is really where we get the word salvation, where we get the Greek word soteria, amen, which is also healing, which is also deliverance, which is also prosperity, which is also protection, amen. So this same principle that you use to receive salvation, you use to get your deliverance, your prosperity, your finance, every area of your life. Come on. You see, you've got to believe what the word of God says and start confessing it with your mouth, believing it in your heart. Amen. And as you do that, then the Bible says you'll have whatsoever you say. Come on. That's how faith is working. Faith work just like we're teaching right here. All right, read on.
For the scripture says.
See, for the scripture says.
Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him.
Notice the Bible says, for it says, whoever believe on him will not be put to shame. So there is no distinction between the Jew, the black, the white, the Hispanic. Amen. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all who what? Call upon him. In other words, we have to call upon him. Read on, daughter.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
There's that word soteria again. Amen. There's that same word soteria. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be, will be. Amen. At that very moment. See, faith is now. You're saved at that very moment. Well, you're healed at that very moment. Your prosperity at that very moment. Your job at that very moment. Your house at that very moment. Your marriage healed at that very moment. At that very moment you say it, it is so. It's not going to be, it's already. It's already. Glory be to God. Let me give an example. And of course, let's go back to St. Mark. St. Mark, the 5th chapter. All right, let's start at verse number 21. Let's start at 21. St. Mark, the 5th chapter. Let's start at verse 21. We're almost there.
And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him.
Notice the moment Jesus went with the man. It was so.
Amen.
It was so at that very moment.
Amen.
I said it was so at that very moment.
Amen.
All right, let me show you something here. Now, let's go all the way down at verse number 35. 35. Watch this.
While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe.
Notice, Jesus tell Jairus at this time, don't be afraid. In other words, don't allow what you have just heard
Amen.
To affect what you have already confessed
yes.
and believe.
Yes.
All you got to do is just continue to believe.
Amen.
He could have allowed what was said to distract him, get him in doubt, and all of a sudden he could have canceled out what he had already released his faith to receive. But Jesus turned to him and said, Do not be afraid, only believe. Let me tell you what, when you start living by faith, there will come things once you began to make your confession and began to say what the word of God has said, there will come things, there will come situations and circumstances that will try to get you to avoid, amen, what you have already believed God for before it physically show up in your life. But the secret is you've got to continue to believe and not doubt in your heart.
Amen.
Y'all see that?
Amen.
You've got to believe that and not doubt in your heart. Glory be to God. Now, let's go back over to Romans. Romans, the 10th chapter. I want to give you a practical example of that. Matter of fact, where our administrative building is right now out on our property, it was a house. There were some folks that dwell in this house. We have 30 acres there in Augusta. And where we have built our church, we built 4 phases already. And we've yet to build our main sanctuary, which it's already built in the spirit.
Amen.
We're just finalizing things in the process of it. But anyway, about 5 years before we received the physical manifestation of our administrative office, we had declared that that house was ours and we would use this as our church administrative building. Well, let me tell you, folks was in the house at the time. They was living in the house. They was abiding in the house. But we had already called it into existence. I told the people before they moved in the house that it was going to be ours. But they moved in the house anyway. And watch this. We didn't speak any negative words over that family. All we did was declare that the place that they was residing belonged to us. Well, 1 year went by and it didn't happen. But we continued to believe. People asked us. We said the building was ours. 2 years went by. We point over there. That's our building.
Amen. Amen.
3 years went by. This time they have already taken us to court. This family had taken us to court several times because they said that the church was making too much noise.
Wow.
And in the process of them taking us to court the last time, the court mandated that we put up a privacy fence around the house. We paid about $4,000 to put up a fence that we knew we was going to have to take down eventually. But we went through the process because that was the law. But we kept saying it was our house. Well, right about that fourth year, all of a sudden, I get a call one evening that says, Pastor, you might want to come over by the church. So the husband and the wife is out in the front yard fighting like dogs and cats. You know, that wasn't good news. That wasn't good news. But nevertheless, as a result of that, this couple wind up divorcing. And when they divorce, the husband went one way, she went another way. And all of a sudden, the house went into foreclosure. And as a result of it, one day before it was supposed to go on the open market, as a foreclosed home, Billers was already looking at it, and we didn't even know about it. One day before that happened, because we stood on the word and confessed that, a couple of Billers had already made plan to come in and renovate the house and put it back on the open market. We got words of it one day, and then 2 days later, the church owned it.
Amen.
Let me tell you what. See, you don't watch this. The moment if you're operating by faith, because the Bible says that the just shall live by faith, then once you declare a thing, you've got to stand on it and not be moved by what you see, by what you hear. You've got to rest in what God has said in His Word. Watch this. Nothing in the kingdom of God works outside of faith. When you began to operate in the kingdom of God, you operate by faith.
Amen.
So watch this. That means that you operate above what's going on down here. So you're not affected by what's going on. I was sharing with my son. I said, I've been talking with several pastors here lately, and they've been telling me how their churches are affected by the economy. I tell them, I said, and I'm not just speaking that in faith either.
Amen.
watch this. I tell them, this year, our ministry has taken in more this year than in the history of our ministry. Now, how is that? Because, you see, we're operating by faith. We're teaching the people that they got to operate by faith. You see, as they began to work the principles of God's word, it began to work for them.
Well, my beloved partner, that's it for this teaching session. Did you get something out of this message? I pray that you did. I count it a distinct privilege and an honor to call you friend, and I look forward to hearing from you, so write me. Yvette and I love you dearly, and we pray for you constantly. Until next time, this is Pastor William McDuffie reminding you that Jesus is Lord, so you ought to walk in the blessing.
You've been listening to Walk in the Blessing, the media outreach of William McDuffie Ministries. Thank you for your generous financial contribution. It is because of you, our covenant partner, that we are reaching people around the world for Jesus Christ. We would like to extend to you another opportunity to sow into this ministry, which is indeed good ground. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible contribution, please write us at William McDuffie Ministries, P.O. Box 2368, Sierra Vista, Arizona, 85636-2368. That's William McDuffie Ministries, P.O. Box 2368, Sierra Vista, Arizona, 85636-2368. And as always, walk in the blessing. Keep on walking.